Let's know about the months of Islam. Let's know about the months of Islam. Muharram al-Haram, Safar al-Maghfar, Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir. Let's know about the months of Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursalin amma ba'd. Fa'audhu billahi minash shaitani wajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya rasulullah.
Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah.
Salatu wassalamu alayka ya nabiyallah.
Salatu wassalamu alayka ya nabiyallah.
Alika wa ashabika ya nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nurallah.
My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani Channel, we say marhaba to you. Welcome to our silsila, these specialities of the months of Islam. And today inshallah also we have a special program, and we're going to be discussing about a special month. Yes, my dear Islamic brethren and views of Madani Channel, the month of Aqah, sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, meaning the month Shaban al-Mu'azzam. It is the month of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So inshallah, first and foremost, let us get some beneficence of recitation of durood. That Piyari Aqah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam has mentioned that if a person recites 1,000 times durood paak daily, subhanallah azza wa jalla, he shall not meet his end until and unless that time Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shows him his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. My dear Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, become habitual with the recitation of durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Durood paak will be benefit for us in the dunya, in the qabr inshallah azawajal, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah inshallah azawajal. As we are always mentioning this beautiful hadith mubarakah, that niyyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, intention of a believer is greater than his action. So inshallah azawajal, myself and all the muballighin, at this moment we are making good intentions, that first and foremost our intention is for the sole pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever we learn, we try to be practical upon it and try to pass this on message on to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters inshallah azawajal. Also you viewers of Madani Channel, you also make intention inshallah azawajal that you are also listening for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever you learn, you become practical upon it and try to pass it on to the fellow Muslims as well inshallah azawajal. Now inshallah azawajal, we will hear the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Bariya sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah, وَسَلَّمْ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ. مُجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے, مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے, مائے عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے, مائے عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے. تیری جب کے دید ہوگی جب میرے عید ہو, جب کی دید ہوگی جب بھی میرے عید ہوگی, میرے خواب میں تم آنا, میرے خواب میں تم آنا, مدنی مدینے والے, مدنی مدینے والے, مدنی مدینے والے. یہ مریض مر رہا ہے, Islam brethren and views of Madani channel. Shaban al-Mu'azzam. Beautiful Hadith Mubarak which was quoted in the booklet of Shaykh al-Tariqat Amil al-Sunnah, the return of the shroud. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that Pyare Aqa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Rajab is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's month. Shaban al-Mu'azzam, Aqa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, is my month. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Ramadan al-Mubarak, beloved Rasul Alayhi Sallam says, is the month of my ummah. So Alhamdulillah, so now we're getting close to Ramadan al-Mubarak, and now we are in the month of Shaban. So much of barakah, so much of blessings, as we have been discussing in the previous episodes, and we are coming now to the midterm. We are working, we are striving towards our utmost goal is Ramadan. So Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, now we are striving. We've come through Rajab, now we're in Shaban. What is the specialties of Shaban? What are the barakas of Shaban? What are the blessings of Shaban? What about the rosas of Shaban? What about the ibadats of Shaban? So inshallah tomorrow today we're going to get some insight about Shaban al-Mu'azzam.
Okay, before we try to look at etymologically the meaning of Shaban, or morphologically speaking, let me just start off with a couplet which perhaps have got to mention the conclusion of Rajab and the significance of Shaaban, then we shall give the definition of Shaaban. The poet is said, Mada Rajab, now Rajab is finished. Gone is Rajab. And it won't retain in our lifespan. Because the moment a month is gone, it won't retain. Wama ahsanta fihi. As for the one who was a ghafil, who was oblivious, who was unmindful, nothing good he deduced from Rajab. Wahada shaharu Shaaban al Mubarak. Another second chance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving, extending like always. A month come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extending. Now the come of Sha'ban is still good news for the people who did not make it in Rajab. Faya man dayya al-awqat jahalan. As for the one who shall spend the time of this month in ignorance and in welcoming the dunya, afik wahdar bawarik. Watch out, prepare for your destruction. Nevertheless, now, the name Sha'ban ma'akhud min shin, ayn, and ba. It gives us the meaning of scattering, scattered. So, the why, if we want to read the history of the Arab, they said that it was called Sha'ban la'anna la'araba tasha'aba. Because the Arabs, they used to scatter, especially in this month. Trying to search for water, as you know that the Arabs, they used to live in the deserts. So they used to scatter. So one of the saying, the ulama, they say that now also this month is called Sha'aban, because the mercy and the blessings of Allah are scattered. Amir Ahl Sunnah, Bani Dawat Islam, has quoted also another explanatory in Gunyatul Talibin. He was quoting volume 1, that the term Sha'aban, each and every letter, have got a significant. Here I've got to explain that the letter Shin, it stands for nobility, that is Sharaf. Then the letter Ain, it stands for Ulug, that is sublime, that is loftiness. And the letter Ba, it stands for piety. And again, the letter Alif, it stands for Ulfa, that is harmonious. And the letter Nun, it stands for light. So the one who is going to do good in this month is going to have, that is the package. For each and every letter, it is a package unto him. Briefly, that is the introduction to this month, and that is other blessings which we are expecting to get from this month. But as we said earlier on, that it is the month of preparation. That's why we call it the month of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this is the month of which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now is to lead the ummah, that they must excel in everything.
We might not understand the greatness of this month, but we should try to spend this month in the way of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is his month. For the Ashiq Rasul, this should be sufficient. This is the month of my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will love this month, I respect this month, and I will try and spend it the way our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to spend this month. And the most important thing, Hazrat Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha has mentioned, that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam never liked anything much more than fasting in the month of Shaban. He said, because this month is before the month of Ramadan. He should love fasting in this month more than any other month, except Shaban. And he should love fasting this month. We, who call ourselves Ashika Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should love. Because this, he said, is in preparation for the month of Ramadan. So, if we had followed this series, alhamdulillah, by now, you should be actually in the mood of even fasting for the month of Shaban.
Conquering his lifestyle.
Yeah, because you said, we encouraged in the Madni channel, that start sowing your seed in the month of Rajab. So if we started doing that, now you should be motivated and welcoming the month of Ramadan as well. That means we have to be practical in order to become closer to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because as I said, this is his month. We are Ashika Rasul. That should be sufficient for us, that we must give up whatever bad deeds we are involved in and get ready for the month of Ramadan.
As our Muballigh is saying it beautifully, the hadith comes into mind, why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put much love, much attention to this month. Okay, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained it beautifully in a hadith that yaghfulun nasu anhu baina Rajab wa Ramadan. This is the month of which many people, they are unmindful of, because it is between Rajab and Ramadan. So people, they are unmindful. Let us look at the situation of the people. In the month of Sha'aban, instead for them to prepare for Ramadan with goodness, what they prepare? Now people, they start to go to Dubai to buy, you know, this kuruta for Eid. They're now preparing for Eid. They're now preparing their bodily adornment. Some people, you know, as we say, that their budget is high, because they'll be now expensive, buying expensive rice, thinking of what? Not doing ibadah. People, they'll be now running up and down. Instead for them to do ibadah, they're now thinking about things of worldly things of, you know, Eid, what to break, and what for iftar, and what to... So instead of the people to concentrate on their ibadah, they are thinking about the doing.
So let's look at what Sahaba Ikram Alayhi Ridwan used to do. I got a narration in front of me. As Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, that when the moon of Shaban is sighted, what Sahaba Ikram Alayhi Ridwan used to do, subhanallah azza wa jal, they used to increase the tilawat of Quran. Subhanallah, they used to increase the recitation of Quran. Sahaba Ikram Alayhi Ridwan used to pay out the zakat. And subhanallah, more so, it says that the rulers and the kings, they called all the prisoners to the court, and they finished all the cases. Those who had to be penalized, they had to be penalized. Those who had to be released, they had to be released. Those who had to be fined, they had to be fined. Subhanallah, and the businessmen, Sahaba Ikram Alayhi Ridwan, what they used to do, they paid up all their loans. And they received all the monies that they owed back to them. All they received. And subhanallah azza wa jal, in this way, Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they set themselves free from all worldly matters.
Aslam Bhai, to further strengthen to what you are saying there, as to what the Sahaba and what the Tabi'in and the Tabi'in, as the Holy Prophet said, the best of the time, it was the East time, the time for the Sahaba, and you are explaining beautifully how they used to prepare for Ramadan and how they used to do in Sha'ban. Also, to quote Ma'ala bin Fadil, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it said that the Sahaba and the Tabi'in, what they used to do is that 6 months before, that is, the month before Ramadan, they used to prepare for Ramadan. And the other month, other the rest month after Ramadan, they used to cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this Ramadan. So if you want to look, their lives before, it was preparation. And after, it was about to cry that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept also what is. And another thing, as you have mentioned, what the rulers and everything they were doing, they also, it was from among that tradition, that those people who wronged one another, they used to go to ask maaf from one another. Those people who have got debts, they used to pay debts from one another. Those people who are owing, they used to settle their records.
What beautiful narrations we are hearing. It's so amazing. In today's time, if inshallah, our intention in life is to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, here again we are being offered, you know, another great opportunity, and in a month which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself personally has chosen and he's made it his personal month, as has been beautifully explained by Maulana Imran earlier on, that it means the month which it's a month which the Arabs used to scatter around to look for provisions like water, etc., the necessities that they needed. This is to show the significance and the importance and the role that Sha'ban has in terms of us getting closer to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, as we have heard as well, that Maulana Imran quoted one a narration, the Awliya Allah Azza wa Jalla, 6 months prior to Ramadan, they used to engage themselves in making dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept Ramadan. The others, 6 months, they were already making preparation.
You know, one thing we realize that if we look at the holy months, Maulana, especially we're talking about Rajab and Sha'ban, you know, the excessive amount of ibadah. I mean, they are juming, they are drowning in the love of the ocean of the love of Allah Ta'ala in worship. Views of Madani Channel, we are talking about ibadah. We are talking about increasing your nafil ibadah, especially roza. Try to increase, try to make yourself, you know, punctual in this type of worship, because these are the months we really need to score. Like we said, the first episode about the months of Islam, we discussed about bonus months. These are your bonus months. I mean, you never know if you're going to get another breath back. You never know if you're going to get back this month of Sha'ban. So don't lose Sha'ban. No, don't lose Sha'ban. As we discussed previously about Allama Safuri, Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullahi, he mentioned about Rajab is the time to plant the seed. Sha'ban is to water the seed. I mean, we are in Sha'ban. Are we crying in the barga of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala? Are we shedding tears in the court of Allah Azawajal?
This is all we'll have got to say. Let us just try to summarize for the viewers that in this month, two things very important, very, very important is ziyadatul khair, to accelerate in doing good deeds. Those people who are giving charity, increase now in your charity. Those people who fasting, increase in your fast. Okay, so ziyadatul khair, to increase in goodness. Right? If you cannot increase in goodness, the last category, ijtinabul ma'asiyah, to avoid each and every type, small guna or a big guna, whatever type of guna, whatever type of sin, to avoid. But this is the month of preparation. You know, they said it beautifully in English that not to prepare is in itself preparation or failure. So, Sha'ban, it is the month of making sure that we are now having what it takes in order for us to reach Ramadan.
When you look at the month of Sha'ban,
you mentioned as well that the practice of the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should get rid of all whatever thing they had to do. So therefore they should use it. You see, they were free of sins like us. So now we have to do extra work to get rid of sins. But they were free. They were actually enjoying this month. And now, as I said, they want to free themselves as prisoners. They should be freed. They should pay the debts, etc., etc., and get themselves ready to enjoy and benefit from the month of Ramadan. So we're saying, even for now, us, we have to look at what kind of lives we are leading. We shouldn't come and enter the month of Ramadan full of sins, full of laziness, not even knowing what is the benefit of fasting. That means if we started fasting from Rajab, now we know we're getting some benefit. And when you come into the month of Ramadan, we should now, as you said, every moment in the month of Ramadan is blessing.
Like Tariqat Amal Islam says very beautifully, Teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar, teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar, chale tum gane laga.
This practice of the Sahaba Ikram, now in our day and time, Amir al-Sunnah reinstating that. I know when I was young, I may in my lifetime have heard of only one or two people sitting for 30 days for the itikaf in the month of Ramadan. But look at, last year, alhamdulillah, I had the privilege of going to Faizan al-Madina, Karachi, Bab al-Madina, Karachi, and spending the month of Ramadan there for itikaf. It is something, viewers of Madhi channel, you have to experience. There were 8,000 people at one spot doing itikaf. I say this is something, and it's not only in Bab al-Madina, Karachi, in many of the masajids of Dawud Islami, the marakis of Dawud Islami, there were hundreds and thousands of people sitting for itikaf. This is a revolution. Started by one, Madni revolution started by Amir al-Sunnah. At one stage, people used to be ashamed of keeping the beard. Watch Madni channel, when they show you the people, youngsters, thousands of people with beards. So this will show you what a Madni revolution Amir al-Sunnah
has made. So this is even the Sunnah, this Sunnah of, you know, our beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdul Rashid. One, especially with the fasting and Allah.
Subhanallah. What Kaji Saab has just stated regarding the Madani revolution. This is what the world is dying for. It comes to mind one of our brother in Dawud Islami, what he stated with regard to the situation in his location, that actually they almost like swimming in an ocean of sins. And they're actually begging the Muballighin that they should come and do work in their place because the situation is unbearable. And believe me, I've met in the previous areas where I was staying, once somebody came, we saw some of our students wearing Amama Sharif, Alhamdulillah, with Libas. A non-Muslim lady I'm talking about. She was so impressed and she came to us and she approached us and she said she would like her children to attend the same school. But we said it's not a normal, you know, school. It's a special madrasa, Islamic school. She said she don't mind if you can provide. So people are out there, yes. Kufar. Exactly. So, Alhamdulillah, this Madani revolution, this is the same thing that the Sahaba were bringing up. And this is what is needed in today's time.
MashaAllah, very beautiful point.
Muballigh is now talking of Zuhud there in that point. Now it is now bringing us back again to Sha'aban. Now this is the month of which, of course, for us to obtain the true Zuhud, we shall get it in the Ramadan. So in this month, it is said in another narration that when the month of Sha'aban comes, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be very, very happy. And he used to announce in the khutbah that, Ayyuhannas, all people, listen attentively. Qad adalla alaykum shahrun azimun. You know, the great and the greatest of all the month is now casting its shadow towards you. That's why we normally talk about Sha'aban too much, because let us try to use some logic for us to understand what is at stake. If there is a big tournament, tell me, you know, if a big tournament, be it for somebody who play a certain type of a sport, if you listen that a big tournament is being ahead of you, what you do? You try to make sure that you try to prepare. Now this is exactly the month of Sha'aban. To see if our nafs is it in book. If it is not in book, now try to make it more hunger. If we are flying, shape it up. That is how we've got to do. Molding things and checking, you know, a balance and check system. Like how Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Now that, try to put yourself in book before you are taking to book. The Madani and Ahmad, now you just have got to try to read all of them. If you have got to see that there are many, many, many tick off on the negative side, now it is time to make them into positive side before we enter in Ramadan.
Subhanallah. So viewers of Madani channel, so I mean, listen to our Muballigh, it's going on. I mean, Roza in the months of Rajab and Shaban, and continuously they keep advertising. Keep on advertising, keep on advertising. When a person advertises his product, what he does? He goes all the way to advertise his products. He uses all the notices boards. He uses the stop signs. He uses the street corners. He uses the newspapers. He uses the different agencies in order to promote his product. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we are promoting our product. And what is our product? Our product is the love of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our product is the love of the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why, subhanAllah, Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful Madani Mahal of Daslami came Madani channel. And mashallah, Azza wa Jal, in Madani channel, you will learn the same things. The love of Allah, the love of His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the love of Taba'in, the love of Taba Taba'in, the love of Buzugan Deen, the love of our Khaja Garib and Nawaz rahmatullahi, the love of Baba Farin Ganja Shakr rahmatullahi, the love of Imam Ahl Sunnat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, the love of Quran, the love of Sunnah. So alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is Dawat Islami. Come on, see it. It's happening. It's real. Yes, it's real. It's not just in the TV, not only in your box that you're seeing it's happening. No, Islamic brothers, go to your local masjid, Faizan-e Medina, Faizan-e Raza, Faizan-e Bilal, all the beautiful marakis of Dawud Islami, you will see the same thing what we are talking about in this channel. It's happening there. So dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is the month of Shaban. Inshallah, in our next episode, we're going to continue with Shaban al-Mu'azzam, and subhanAllah, we're going to be discussing some beautiful things more about Shaban, inshallah. So wherever you are, don't forget, the 15th night of Shab-e Barat, the holy night, it's coming soon. Inshallah, you try to be at your local masjid, at your local markaz of Dawat Islami, and spend the night in the ibadah, in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, and gain a lot of barakah, a lot of blessings, inshallah. So inshallah, Ta'ala, those who do not have any marakis, any masjid near you, then inshallah, why not? Put on the Madani channel. Leave all channels. Watch only Madani channel, and only Madani channel. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Ay dawat islami teri dum machi ho. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let's know about the months of Islam. Let's know about the months of Islam. Muharram al-Haram, Safar al-Maghfar, Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir. Let's know about the months of Islam.